The weekend attacks on Kharkiv were carried out by Russian jets, and President Zelensky is making the case that Russian air bases should also be allowed to be hit using Western-supplied weapons. The Biden administration's recent decision to partially lift restrictions on the use of U.S.-supplied weapons only allows Kyiv to target troops or military assets just across the border from the Kharkiv region. But the use of longer-range weapons like the ATACMS missiles are still prohibited inside Russia. Ukrainian military officials have said this recent policy change has already helped significantly, with Russia now scaling back its offensive actions around Kharkiv. But Zelensky has said more can be done to prevent further bombardments. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.